Good Tuesday. I'm Logan Carmichael with your WTNW News Update. News 12 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Kaur says hot with a mix of sun and clouds today. Highs 92 to 95. We'll get the complete forecast on the way in just a moment. Property taxes are about to go up in Jasper. At Monday's regular monthly meeting of the Jasper Board of Mayor and Aldermen, city administrators voted unanimously to approve the next fiscal year's budget, which includes a 10-cent property tax increase on first reading. Mayor Paul Wayne Evans said Jasper is in need of replacing equipment, including dump trucks, tractors, mowing equipment, and a garbage truck. Evans estimates that the equipment could cost the city around $377,000. Now, what does that mean for a homeowner in Jasper? Well, for a $100,000 home in Jasper, the increase from 30 cents per $100 to 40 cents per $100 represents an additional $25 on a property owner's taxes for next year. Alderman Paul West said the increase was necessary to get the needed equipment, and the Jasper will also have to replace two of its frontline fire engines that will age out in the next 6 years. That cost was not included in the estimates for the other needed equipment, he said. The new budget does not include a pay increase for employees for the first time in years. Evans said it's only the second time in the last 25 years that an employee pay increase was not included in the budget. Jasper's last property tax increase was about 6 years ago when it went from 24 cents per $100 to 30 cents. The board will consider the budget for a second and final time at a specified called meeting on June 29th, 5:30 p.m. at the City Hall Annex. The Jasper Public Library has been in desperate need of storage room for years, and now there may be a way to get it. Library Director Carolyn Stewart said she discovered at a recent regional directors meeting that it might be possible to pay for a library expansion through a state grant program. Stewart says the state will give the library a $100,000 matching grant. In order to raise the amount needed for the match, she says several fundraisers will take place to raise those needed dollars. The estimated cost of the much-needed expansion is between $250,000 and $300,000, so the library will have to raise at least $150,000 on its own to get the grant funds. Stewart said there is no deadline to raise the money needed to match the grant. During the library's first day of its summer reading program in June, Stewart said 416 people came to the cramped facility and checked out nearly 900 items. Mayor Paul Evans said that city workers would begin sprucing up the area around the library soon by removing several trees to make way for a new sidewalk that will lead through the downtown area. The effort to save Marion County American Legion Post 62 in South Pittsburgh has gained more momentum than organizers and volunteers ever thought it would. Over the last 2 months, the grassroots effort to revitalize the dilapidated Legion Hall has exploded, and organizers expect that energy to grow entering the upcoming 4th of July weekend. In May, retired Chief Master Sergeant Trevor Shattuck, who recently moved to South Pittsburgh, asked some of his friends at Dobbins Air Reserve Base in Marietta, Georgia, if they would be interested in helping to restore the building that had fallen into disrepair from a leaky roof, a flash flood, and years of neglect. They agreed and have been working weekends to restore the hall. He said his residents saw that they were actually there doing something about the problem, that volunteerism around the project has snowballed. A community meeting will be held at the Legion Hall on Thursday at 6 p.m. to get even more citizenship involved in the renovation project. Efforts are also underway to get the building listed on the National Register of Historic Places and to revive the Legion's dwindling membership. For the latest news anytime 24/7, click MarionCountyMessenger.com. I'm Logan Carmichael, WTNW News.